you've been playing the piano for a very long time, since you were about five, and you've been playing in concert since you were about 8 years old. And I understand you really knew you wanted to play when you couldn't play for 3 weeks when you were about 13.
Yes, I was going to have a lesson, piano lesson, and it was winter and very slippery, so on the slippery ice I fell down and broke my left arm, and for 3 weeks I couldn't play. And it was, of course, quite a difficult time, because I realized that something very important is missing, but I also, of course, I would spend that time listening to more music. I was very happy when it was over and then I could play again. No, not because I didn't like listening to music.
Well, congratulations on all of your successes. You play all over the world in recitals and with orchestras. With so much activity, do you set a particular path for yourself in terms of what repertoire you take on?
I would say that each year I try to do a new repertoire. Of course, the piano literature is incredibly vast, and there are so many great works which probably one lifetime is not enough to play them all. Of course, there are also some other activities. For example, I also compose, and from time to time when I have free time, I also try to dedicate some time for that too.
I've heard you say that you like to compose because composing influences, at least in part, your piano playing.
Well, it's also piano playing might influence composing, but of course composition is very particular. It requires a very particular state of mind and a certain moment of not disturbances.
You have to be in a different zone.
Yeah. It requires a very particular atmosphere. But when you start working on the new piece of our composers, I believe it helps with a focus on details, on the scene, the certain relations between cause and effect of what is this harmony, how the work is built, how it is interwoven.
So when you play Rachmaninoff, are you thinking about him composing it?
Well, of course, when you are learning it, yes, that is part of the practicing. But then, of course, when you play on stage, where you just should be in love with this amazing music.
Well, you seem definitely in love with this amazing music. You've talked about exploring the piano literature as the work of a lifetime. Is exploring the piano itself something that you do as well? I saw in a film clip you talking about air playing the piano, and you also play underwater.
Yeah, there is also water playing the piano. But that is for a certain specific type of music which requires more power in the shoulders. That is just some technical exercise, which is like stretching or yoga. It's important to keep upper back and shoulders flexible, because during long practicing hours, many pianists have certain physical restriction because of posture. And so it's important to always take care of neck, shoulders, and upper back.
So I saw this film clip of you playing the piano, lying on your back on the piano bench.
Well, that was one of another practicing experiments. But in general, you always find some new ways to practice. It also can come from the piano itself, because, you know, in every new place there is a new piano, and you have to adapt to it very quickly. And sometimes you just come up with idea which might help you to adapt better to that piano. And that's how most of those practicing ideas are coming from.
Wow.
And also during when I was a student at Cleveland Institute of Music, I tried to practice in different pianos throughout the day, so I could train that, adapt to new touch, to new sonorities more quickly.
Do you like to take pictures? I saw a film of you taking, maybe it was just for the film, you were taking snapshots.
Sometimes especially when the schedule is not too intense, when I have more time for hiking and exploring the surroundings, then of course it's, yeah.
I was just thinking about the relationship between visual beauty. I understand that you've talked about music as a search for beauty, someone described your musical search for beauty. And I thought, when I saw you also taking photographs, I thought, well, is there a connection between the visual search and the musical search?
Well, I would say that music encompasses all kinds of arts, not only visual arts, but it also involves literature as well. and each could contribute in a good way to exploring music as well. Because music has elements of all of them.
Because music is about life.
Yeah, but not only necessarily.
So my last question, what does music mean to you?
Well, maybe first of all, sharing it with audience, the ability to share it with people.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.